But anyway, back to my grandfather, when I told him about the chestnut, he told me about growing up in a place called Johnson's Crook, which is just at the foot of Lookout Mountain, far back in the country. And he said that everyone back then had pigs. And in the fall, when the chestnuts were ripe, everyone turned their pigs out into the woods. They put a mark on their ear or somehow so everyone would know whose pigs were whose. And they would eat so many chestnuts that they'd get so fat that they could hardly walk. And he said, you didn't build fences to keep the hogs in. You built a fence around your garden or your yard to keep the hogs out, mm-hmm. and the cows as well, which I'd never heard of before. But I have seen pictures of them since he told me that.
Oh, the hogs, they'd eat everyone they could get to. They was crazy over chestnut. We'd have to, when we was getting them in the little chestnut orchard, you'd have to go at daylight to beat the hogs. Or they'd get there and get them. Or if you went and thrashed them out with something to pick them up, some of us would have to keep the hogs, you know, shoot off, or they would go in and get them. They loved them.
Oh, yeah, he said you could go in the woods. They'd turn their hogs in the woods in the fall of the year, and they wouldn't go back and get them until they got ready to butcher them. He said there's so many chestnuts, them hogs would get butterball fat on.
Whenever I was growing up, young boy, they was all kinds of chestnut here. Big trees, Lord, that was a sight on this earth, see what trees it was. And they voted this stock law in here. And people used to turn their cattle and hogs and sheep and everything out in the mountain. My grandfather he lived just across the creek here, right over there. I guess he had 25 or 30 hogs. He would fatten them hogs. They would get fat on chestnuts and acorns. Whenever he wanted one to kill, he'd just step up there at the barn and start calling his hogs. And they'd come out of that mountain, a whole gang of them, and he'd pick out the one he wanted to slaughter, you know, and he'd kill it right there, shoot it down.
My most memorable involvement with the chestnut was after it was long gone. And that happened in probably the spring or summer of 1970. And I've studied reptiles and amphibians too a long way, and salamanders are an area of great interest to me. And one of the species that we were greatly interested in was a species called Yonelossi salamander. It's called Plethodon Yonelossi. And it was found by Emmett Dunn at the base of Grandfather Mountain, I guess back in the 20s or 30s. So we were looking for that salamander in this area, and it was pretty scarce, and there was not much known about it. There were no known records of it in Sullivan County. May not have been any in Johnson County. And a lot of people were looking for that salamander. I remember that I found them on Holston Mountain in Sullivan County. Well, then we were hiking just north of McQueen's Knob, near the Maple Spur Fire Trail, Appalachian Trail. And what we found was that the top of that ridge there was covered with logs of a decaying chestnut. It kind of made an impression on us that whenever you looked inside these chestnut logs, the color of the decaying log was almost the color of the stripe, of the base color of the salamander. Now, that didn't have anything to do with anything that we knew as scientific fact or anything like that. It's just something that struck us. The Yonelossi is probably the most gorgeous salamander in the entire southern Appalachian Mountains. We captured 50 of those salamanders up there, and we did that by breaking apart the decaying logs that were up there and by rolling over all kinds of chestnut logs that were laying through the forest floor there and finding them underneath. We quickly attached the Yonelossi salamander to decaying chestnut logs.
Well, for one thing, I don't like to lose a native tree of any kind, whether it's a chestnut or a dogwood or an old-time what we call service berries. they have their place in all of our lives, and especially animals love to eat the chestnuts. And in the mountains, gray squirrels is something they hunt. And if a gray squirrel eats chestnuts or hazelnuts or beech nuts, their flesh is much sweeter than one that just lives on whatever they find, hickory nuts or anything.